shir is Masech Tamila Daf Tezvav, and we will begin on Daf Tezvav Amar Aleph at the new parak at the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah, Kotshein Mizbeach Mitztarfim Zem Zalamila. If we have different items, different kabbonis that are all parts of different kabbonis, the halacha is that they are Mitztarif for Hilchas Mi'ila. So Pash Pshat in the Mishnah is that the shear mila, as we learned and we'll still learn, is a pruta. So if there's less than a pruta value of one carbon and less than a pruta value of another carbon, the Mishnah is teaching us that they can combine to hilchos mila. It's interesting, however, to note that Tosfos says that the shear is a kezias. And the Mefarshim ask, haven't we learned that the shear from mila is a pruta? How does Tosfos say that the shear is a kezias? So the Mefarshim, in trying to explain Tosfos, answer as follows: that typically the shear of mi'ila is indeed a pruta, but when we speak of mida d'achila, when we speak about a food that's eaten, then the shear is a kezias. Well, chay v'leim. Furthermore, we know that a carbon can become pigel. If a kohen had a machsheves chutz lezmanoi when he brought the carbon, so says again the Mishnah, different kabbonis can combine for that shear of a kezias, for pigel, nicer, a carbon was left over past the time when the Torah says it must be eaten up by, and for tamei, that a tamei may not eat a carbon. And here too the Mishnah teaches us the different kabbonis, all of them being kachim is beach, can combine. Continues the Mishnah, kachim by the kabayis, we know when it comes to being magdi something, something could either have kedushas haguf, kedushas mizbeach, or something could have kedushas by the kabayis. So says the Mishnah, kachim by the kabayis, mitztarfim zemzeh, the kachim by the kabayis combined also. Rashi indicates that when we speak about kachim by the kabayis, we're obviously only speaking about mi'ila, for there is no pigel nois of a tomei when we speak about kachim by the kabayis. And Rashi also says that when we speak about kachim mizbeach combining with each other, they combine for the iser of halah b'chutz, that the halach is that a carbon is supposed to be offered inside the azara by the mizbeach. There's an iser to be malah carbon chutz from mizbeach, and that kachim mizbeach are mitzdar for that iser. The question, however, obviously is, if that is indeed the din, why doesn't our Mishnah mention it? So the answer the Mefarshim give is that our Mishnah is only mentioning rules that apply to all Kabbonis. The din of Malah B'chutz only applies by Kabbonis that the meat is supposed to be put on the Mizbeach. The din of Halacha is that if instead of putting the meat on the Mizbeach, you offer it outside the Azar Yechayiv. But by many kabbonis, as we will learn today, the meat is not put on the Mizbeach, and therefore, since it's not a universal rule, it's not mentioned in the Mizbeach. Furthermore, the Mefarshim explained, when our Mishnah says, Kachim by the Kabayis, Amitztarf Zemzeh, what does that mean? So I saw two pshatim. One pshat is that if two different people donated items for by the Kabayis, one with the intent that it should be used for one purpose, and the other person made a donation with the intent that his donation should be used for a different purpose, still, those kachim by the kabayis are mitztarif for hilchos mi'ila. Another pshat that I saw is that in the Beis HaMikdash, there were different objects that had different levels of kedusha. There was the menorah, and the mishulchan, and the mizbeach, and the oren, and all of them are obviously subject to hilchos mi'ila. And our Mishnah is teaching us that all these different items that were found in the Beis HaMikdash, even though they have different levels of Kedusha, are still subject to, still do combine as far as Hilchus Mila are concerned. And finally, says the Mishnah, Echa Kachri Mizbeach, Veke Kachri Bedekabayas. When we have Kachri Mizbeach and Kachri Bedekabayas, are also Mitzdarf and Zem Zalamila combined, that if you were Nena in combination, a Shava Pruta, the halacha is that you're Chayiv for Me'ila. When we began our Masechta, we quoted the opinion of the Nesivus, who says that the Me'ila of Kachim Bedekabayis and the Me'ila of Kachim Mizbeach are very different Me'ilas. The Nesivus explained that the Me'ila by Kachim Bedekabayis is a Chiyuv Gzeila, where somebody stole from Bedekabayis by using Bedekabayis property for his own need, and that Chiyuv Me'ila is a Chiyuv Gzeila. On the other hand, we learned that the Chiyuv Me'ila by Kachim Mizbeach is because of a Kapara, where somebody used something belonging to the Mizbeach for his own personal use. The Torah says that all of the Chiyuvim of Me'ila are there for Kapara. So Rav Shimon Shkop in his Sefer Shari Yosher says that our Mishnah seems to teach different than the Nesivus, because our Mishnah says the Kachim Mizbeach and Kachim Bedekabayis can combine for Hilchus Chiyuv Me'ila. So ask Rav Shimon Shkop, if the Chiyuv Me'ila for Bedekabayis and for Mizbeach are different Chiyuvim, as the Nesivus suggested, how can they combine? Ask the Gemara, Hashti Yeshloimim, if we learned at the end of the Mishnah, the Tani Echad Kachim Mizbeach, Echad Kachim Bedekabayis, the Kachim Mizbeach and Kachim Bedekabayis, the High Kedushas Haguf, Vai Kedushas Domin, Kachim Mizbeach have a Kedushas Haguf, Kachim Bedekabayis have a Kedushas Domin, Afilo Hochik Tani, our Mishnah says, Mitzdar from Zemzeh, they could combine for Hilchus Me'ila. Ask the Gemara, so Kachim Mizbeach and Kachim Mizbeach, so certainly goes without saying that Kachim Mizbeach and Kachim Mizbeach, we buy you that they certainly combine. So Gemara's question is, if the Mishnah is teaching us the halacha of at the end of the Mishnah, that Kachim Mizbeach and Kachim Bedekabayis combine, certainly the halacha is that Kachim Mizbeach combine amongst themselves for Me'ila, and that Kachim Bedekabayis combine amongst themselves for Me'ila. So why did the Mishnah have to say those first two rules? So the Rishonim ask, that many times throughout Shas, the Gemara says that the Mishnah is taught in the Loizu Afsu form. That truthfully, the first halacha goes without saying, but the Mishnah mentions this simple halacha as a build-up to the bigger Chiddush. So why, in our case, don't we just say that the Mishnah indeed is not really teaching us any Chiddush in the first rules, once we have the last rule, but the way to understand the Mishnah is because it's a loizu afsu situation. So, one teretz that I saw that the Mefarshim suggest is that when do we say loizu afsu is only in a situation where indeed the first rule is obvious once I know the second rule, but the first rule is not included in the second rule. It's still an independent rule. But in a situation where it not only is the first rule obvious once I've learned the second rule, but the second rule encompasses the first rule as well, there we don't say loizu afsu. And therefore, in our Mishnah, where the second rule, if Kachim Mizbeach and Kachim Bedekabayis combine, then the rule that Kachim Mizbeach combine amongst themselves is not just obvious, but it's included in that rule. So the Gemara's question is very understood. Why did the Mishnah need to say so? Isn't it superfluous? Another teretz that the Rishonim suggest is that our Mishnah said the words at this halacha that we're learning now, Echad Kachim Mizbeach Vechad Kachim Bedekabayis. The Mishnah didn't just say Kachim Mizbeach V'Kachim Bedekabayis Mitzdar from Zemzeh, but the Mishnah added the words Echad. What did the word Echad include? The word Echad includes to teach us that not only Kachim Mizbeach and Kachim Bedekabayis combine, but Kachim Mizbeach amongst themselves combine, and Kachim Bedekabayis amongst themselves combined. That's the word echad comes to teach us. And therefore, ask the Gemara, the din that the Mishnah says that Kachim Veach and Kachim Veach the Kabayis combine amongst themselves need not have been said in the Mishnah because they're already included in the word echad. So why did the Mishnah say it? Answers the Gemara, Mishum Dektani Allah, because when we spoke about the Kachim Mizbeach, that we say that not only are the Kachim Mizbeach combined for Hilchas Meila, but they also combine L'chayiv Alei Mishum Pigal Noisav Atameh, the Kachim Vedek Abayis, Loyik Ahachi, that halacha is only applicable by Kachim Mizbeach, and not by Kachim Vedek Abayis. There is no Pigal Noisav Atameh by Kachim Vedek Abayis. That's why the Mishnah first taught us the halacha Kachim Mizbeach, to teach us this halacha. Then the Gemara teaches us the halacha Bedek Abayis, and then the Mishnah teaches us the Kachim Bedek Abayis and Kachim Bedek Mizbeach combined. And as the Mefarshim explained, we would have perhaps thought that since Kachim Bedek Abayis aren't similar to Kachim Mizbeach, as the Mishnah just taught us, because Kachim Bedek Abayis don't have the halacha Pigal Nois V'Tameh, Kachim Mizbeach do. So maybe we would think, therefore, that the rules of combination of Tziruf aren't the same by Kachim Bedek Abayis as they are by Kachim Mizbeach. And furthermore, we might have thought that Kachim Mizbeach and Kachim Bedek Abayis don't combine. Therefore, the Mishnah had to teach us all three halachas. Amar Rav Yanai. So Rav Yanai says, Mechvarta, to me it is clear, Ein mechayov mishamila, there is no chiv me'ila, Ela kachi bedek abayis for oil bavad. Only by kachi bedek abayis and by carbon oil. My tama, domakro, because the pasuk says, Nefesh kisima mal, v'chota b'shgog mekachi Hashem, kachim amyuchodim l'Hashem, only such kachim that is specifically designated only for Hashem, yeshma me'ila, a subject to hilchus me'ila, Aber Kachim Mizbeach, when we speak about Kachim Mizbeach, besides the carbon oila, Isbu l'kahanim, Visbu l'balim, there are portions that belong to the owner, there are portions that belong to the kohen, and therefore they cannot be considered Kachi Hashem, and are not subject to Hilchas Meila. There is actually a machloikis amongst the Rishonim. What is the correct girsa of this Gemara? Is Rav Yohanai only speaking about Kachim Bedek Abayis, or is he also speaking about Oila? The Girsa that we have in our Gemara, which is the Girsa that we're going to be learning the Gemara with, is that the Gemara says that Kachim Bedek Abayis, since they're completely Lashem, and Kachim Oila, which is also completely Tashem, are the only Kabbanis, the only Kachim according to Rav Yohanai that are subject to Mila. What is the machloikis when we speak about the girsa by kachay oila? The machloikis is, because we know that the or, the hide of the carbon oila, does go to the kahanim. So the question is, does that take it out of being in the category of kachay Hashem? Our Gemara is obviously of the opinion that since the entire carbon and the dam and the emrim all are brought l'Hashem, even though the or is given to the kahanim, the or is not considered the significant part of the carbon, and therefore the oil is subject to Mila, it's Kachi Hashem. The Girsa that don't have that hold, don't have that oil in Al Gemara, hold that since the or, the hide of the carbon oil, goes to the Kahanim, it too no longer is Kachi Hashem. As the Gemara, we just learned in our Mishnah, Tanan, Kachi Mizbeach, Mitzdar from Zemzel Mila. Isn't that an indication that all Kachi Hashem are Mitzdarif L'Oila? Because as the Rishonim point out, it's difficult to say that our Mishnah is speaking, when it says Kachi Mizbeach, is only speaking about a carbon oila. Because the Mishnah could have then not said Kachi Mizbeach. The Mishnah could have said the word Kachi Oila. And furthermore, says the Karen Ira, along the lines of what we discussed in the Mishnah, the Mishnah conspicuously left out the halacha of being ma'ala b'chutz, that they're mitzdarf of the halos chutz. And as the Karen Oyer explained when we learned the Mishnah, the reason the Mishnah left it out is because our Mishnah is not only speaking about a carbon oila, which is indeed subject to the halacha of halos chutz, it's speaking about other kabbonis, which are not subject to the halacha of halos chutz. But, says the Karen Oyer, if our Mishnah is only going to be speaking about a carbon oila, then the Mishnah should have also mentioned halos chutz. The fact that the Mishnah did not mention halos chutz is clearly an indication that it's not speaking only about a carbon oila. But according to Rabbi Yanai, the only carbon that's subject to meila is carbon oila. So how do we understand the words of our Mishnah? Answers the Gemara, midrabbanan. Our Mishnah is only speaking about meila derabbanan. And as we have learned from the beginning of the Masechta, there are fundamental differences in halacha between mila derabbanan and mila deraisa. Obviously, only by mila deraisa is there a chiyuv carbon. There is no chiyuv carbon by mila derabbanan. Derabbanan can't obligate one to bring a carbon. On the contrary, bringing a carbon then would be a problem of bringing a carbon that you're not mechuyev in the azara. The other nafkamina, as we learned, is that by mila deraisa, there's a chiyuv of keren v'chaymish. By mila derabbanan, the chaymish does not have to be added when the payment is made. And the third nafkamina is that although, as we already learned in our Mishnah today, midaraisa, there is no mi'ila by less than a pruta. If the benefit was less than a pruta, there is no mi'ila. That is only midaraisa. But if somebody did mila deraisa, he has to compensate even if it's worth less than a pruta. Whereas by mila derabbanan, it's not considered at all an act of mi'ila if the benefit was less than a pruta. Ask the Gemara, kachi kachim, we learned in the Mishnah, the first Mishnah of Amasechta, kachi kachim, sheshachna bedarim, mayalam behem, that kachi kachim, that you shech the bedarim. So since, as we know, kachi kachim, shchitasim betzofen, the kachi kachim have to be slaughtered betzofen, the halacha is, therefore, if it was, we learned in the first Mishnah, that the kachi kachim was shechted in the wrong place, they remain subject to mila. So here again we see that we're speaking that all kachi kachim are subject to mila. And again, explain the mefarshim. We can't say that Mishnah is speaking about carbon oila, because if we remember, the Mishnah continued to say, Amr Yeshua, kol sheyesh lo hetel kahanim, that as soon as it becomes mutter to kahanim, a carbon oila never becomes mutter to kahanim. The carbon oila is completely burnt. So obviously that Mishnah isn't speaking about carbon oila, and yet the Mishnah says it's subject to mila. Again, answers the Gemara, hachanami midrabbanan. They refers to mila midrabbanan. Ask the Gemara, Tanan. We're going to learn in a Mishnah mitzvashem on daf yod ches. The Mishnah says, hanena minachatis kshichayo, if somebody has benefit from a carbon chatis as long as the animal is alive, loimal, it's not considered that he did mila at shiifkaim until he took the animal down in value by a pruta. Kshimesa, if the animal, however, is dead, kimin shenena koshahu mal. There, he doesn't have to deteriorate the animal. He doesn't have to bring it down in value. But as long as he had any benefit, that benefit is equal a pruta, as we're going to learn. The word koshu doesn't mean to say that the value of the benefit is only a koshu. Because the halacha is the value of the benefit to be considered mila must be a pruta. What koshu means is that any type of benefit, not specifically a benefit which brings down the value of the animal, mal, it's considered a dead mila. But that Mishnah is clearly speaking about a carbon chatos, and yet we see that it's subject to mila. Answers the Gemara again, that Mishnah is only speaking about mila derabbanan. Ask the Gemara, umederaisa loy, is that indeed true, that there is no mila mederaisa by any other carbonis? But Tanya, have we not learned in a braisa, Rebbe Omer, kol chelev l'Hashem, And we learn from that pasuk, l'rabbis and murukachim kamo mila, as we've learned many times, that even though by kachim kachim, they become subject to mila from when you magdish the animal, by kachim kalim, they don't become subject to mila until we have only the amrim, which are put on the mizbeach. But isn't this pasuk clearly an indication that milas, even by kachim kalim, and certainly it should apply by other kachim kachim as well, not only oila? And so the Gemara, Rabbi Yane will say that that mila is only midrabbanan. Ask the Gemara, kroka nashvila, but hasn't he quoted a pasuk? And the pasuk is a daraisa. And says the Gemara, asmach ba'alma. The pasuk is not to be understood that this is a din daraisa. It's only to be understood that it's an asmachta. Ask the Gemara, however, haven't we learned, ha'ama ula am Rabbi Yochanan, kachi shemesu. We have an animal that died, the halach is, yotzim de mila dvatar. At their death, they're no longer subject to mila. For as we have learned, ain't poidim kachim, lachilim l'klovim, an animal that died is an avela. The only thing we could do with an avela is serve it to dogs. It's a non-kosher piece of meat. And the halacha is, ain't poidim as a kachim, lachilim l'klovim. We're not allowed to redeem kachim with that purpose to serve it to a dog. And therefore, this piece of, this animal that died has no value, and therefore, it's no longer subject to mila. Now, ask the Gemara, what type of kachim was Ula speaking about? Elaim b'kachim b'edekabayis, it was speaking about kachim b'edekabayis. Ask the Marfil k'mei tsunami, why should it make a difference if the animal is dead or alive? Lo yehei, it should not be any worse. The agdish ashpel b'edekabayis, if someone was magdish an ashpel, a garbage dump. So, the reason there's mila is because there's a value to this. And anything that has a value, anything that the Hegdish owns that has a value, kachim b'edekabayis, has mila. Allow this be mila. Certainly it's subject to mila. So certainly here too, when we speak about the kachim, animal that died, if all it had on it was a kedushas b'edekabayis, why isn't it subject to mila? So ask Tosfos the obvious question, how can we compare to kachim b'edekabayis to the ashpa? The ashpa, as we said, has value. You could sell it. Kachim b'edekabayis, however, the halach is that when you pay the kachim b'edekabayis, you need to have hamada v'haracha. It has to be standing during its evaluation. And an animal that died, obviously, cannot therefore have pidyon because it can't have hamada v'haracha. Answers Tosfos that our Gemara is going according to the opinion of Rav Shimon that we learned the Masechta Temura. Rav Shimon's opinion is that kachim b'edekabayis never require hamada v'haracha. The Karen Oira is troubled with Tosfos Teretz. The what forces us to say that our Gemara has to be following the opinion of Rav Shimon that there is no hamada v'haracha by kachim b'edekabayis. So he answers like this. He says, Al Gemara says that kachim shemesu are not subject to mila midaraisa, but midrabanan they are subject to mila. Now, says the Karen Oira, if there's a requirement for hamada v'haracha, then they shouldn't be subject even to mila midrabanan. Because when Chazal said that there is mila by kachim shemesu, it's only by something that has a kedush on it. But if this doesn't require, if this requires hamad of arocha and it cannot be redeemed, there will be no reason for Chazal to make mila derabanan. The fact that there is mila derabanan is clearly an indication that hamad of arocha is not required. And therefore, they're subject to mila derabanan. But again, el kachim is beach. So if it's kachim b'edekabayis, the fact that they died, they should certainly be subject to mila. It must be talking about kachim mizbeach. But the question is, the raisa mizbe mila. The Ula taught us that when the animal dies, which is kachim mizbeach, it's no longer subject to mila mizbeach, which means that until then it was subject to mila mizbeach. But why? Hasn't Rabbi Yannai said that Kabbonis, except for the Karban Oilo, are not subject to Mila? Answers the Gemara, El Hachakami Debei Rabbi Yannai. The Gemara reinterprets what Rabbi Yannai said. The Pasuk that Rabbi Yannai quoted, the Pasuk says, Nefesh ki simo mal mikotche Hashem. That Pasuk says Rabbi Yannai, Mahai Kro Ketchev at the Kabai Shemiyim Minov. We can only learn from that Pasuk the Halacha of Mila, the Ketchev at the Kabayis, Ketchev is Beach Lo Shemiyim Minov. Yes, Rabbi Yannai will agree that Ketchev is Beach a subject to Mila. But that Pasuk isn't the Pasuk that we learn this Halacha from. Our Perek began by teaching us the Halachas of Tziruf by Mila. But once we have learned the halacha of tziruf by me'ila, the perek, the balance of the perek, will speak the halacha of tziruf of combination in different areas of halacha. So says the Mishnah, Chamisha Dvarim ba'ayla, five different components of the Karvan Ayla, Mitztarfim Zemze, combined. Habasar v'achelev v'asoylus v'ayayim v'shemen, the basar v'achelev of the actual carbon, and the soylus, the flour, and the yayin, the wine, and the shemen of the Michas of the carbon oiler all combine. And the Rishonim debate, what does it mean that they combine? Some Rishonim say that it means that it combines for the halacha of halal b'chutz, that we may not bring, as we've learned earlier in our shiur today, we may not bring parts of the carbon oiler outside the azara. They all combine for that tchiyuf. The problem with that pshat is that isn't necessarily understandable, that why is Nesachim subject to Halal's Chutz? Another pshat that the Rishonim want to suggest, that it combines for Hilchus Mi'ila. But that is also difficult to understand, because that's really what we learned in the previous Mishnah, and we don't need our Mishnah to teach us that. So the Rambam says that the Mishnah is coming to teach us that there's an isser of eating part of the carbon oiler. And our Mishnah is teaching us that these different parts of the carbon oiler combine for that isser. Tosfos learns that it's come to teach us that they combine for pigel noisa v'tamei. The question is the same question that we learned before. We already learned the halacha of pigel noisa v'tamei in the previous Mishnah. So why does our Mishnah have to teach us that then again? So answer the Mefarshim to defend Tosfos, because our Mishnah is coming to teach us that the din of pigel noisa v'tamei do not only apply to the meat and the chelev of the carbon, but they also apply to the miches nesachim part of the carbon. The only question that's left to understand is, if so, if that's the chiddush of our Mishnah, why does the Mishnah have to teach us that halacha strictly by carbon oiler? That halacha applies by all kabbonis as well, the din of pigel noisa v'tamei. Why is our Mishnah singling out the carbon oiler? But then Tosfos asks another question. The question that Tosfos asks is that the shear of basar and chalif and the shear of yayin are different shiurim. The shear of basar and chalif is a kezayis. The shear by yayin is a revius. So how could these different components that have different shiurim combine? So before we quote Tosfos Teretz, because we're going to spend a little while examining Tosfos Teretz, there's a Teretz from Chaim Briska, a very big chiddush. Chaim Briska says that we are to understand that whenever we speak about a solid food, the shear is always a kezayis. And whenever we speak about a liquid, the shear is a revius. Rather, he says, the way to understand it is the way the Torah identified the Isser. If the Torah identified the Isser in Loshon Achila, then even if we're dealing with a liquid, the shear will be a kezayis. And therefore, by these Isurim that we're discussing, the Torah said the Isser by Loshon Achila. So even when we speak about yayin or shemen, which are liquids, the shear will be a kezayis. Other mefarshim say they were speaking about Iker v'tofel, that somebody that ate was eating primarily a solid food, and the liquid came along, and since the liquid came along, that's why it has the same shear as the solid food. But Tosfos, because of this question, says that our Mishnah is not speaking about a situation where somebody ate from the meat and drank from the liquid, that that's when they would starve. Because Tosfos says, as we just said, that indeed under such circumstances, they would actually not be mitzvahed, because they have different shiurim. The case that's being discussed is where he took the meat and soaked it in the wine, or took the soilus and soaked it in the wine, and therefore the wine is part of the salad, and that's why it's mitzvahed to the shiur kazayis. So actually, based on this teretz of Tosfos, the Magen Avraham says, from here we know that the halacha will be that let's say somebody didn't eat a shear kazayis of a salad and did not drink a shear revius of a liquid. They can combine, and he ate, but he did eat that much. They don't combine for bracha achrayna. Let's say there'll be wine and mezainis. They won't combine for alamichya, or they wouldn't combine for chiv or bairei nefashis. Another point that the Paiska make based on Tosfos is, let's understand, we have here a piece of cake, a piece of bread, that we soak the wine in that piece of bread. So now the question is, that the piece of bread didn't get any larger because now there's wine soaked into that piece of bread. So why should, because the wine is now in the bread, we should say that we have a shear. So based on this, the Paiskim can say a very important halacha. We know that both for a mitzvah and for a veira, the shear achila is always a kazayis. So we're speaking about a piece of cake, or we're speaking about a piece of bread. We know that there are air pockets in the bread or in the cake. When we speak about the shear of a kazayis or any other shear that we're going to speak about, those air pockets are not considered as part of the shear. So if you now have a piece of bread that you soaked wine into it, till now, when you wanted to measure a shear of kazayis, you had to concentrate, you had to squash that piece of bread to see if you have a shear of kazayis. Now that the wine is there and they fill up, the wine fills up those air pockets, so that's why you can add to the shear kazayis, because otherwise those air pockets would not be counted towards the shear kazayis. Furthermore, says the Mishnah, v'shishi b'toida, the six parts of the carbon toida that combine, habasa v'chelef, v'asoilus v'yayim v'shemen, v'alechem, with the carbon toida comes 40 breads, but they all combine by carbon toida. Masnei Rav Huna l'Rava, says the Gemara, Rav Huna had a different version of our Mishnah. Chamisha devar ba'olam mitzdafim zem zeh. Instead of having the word oila, he had the word oilam. There are five components that always combine. Ask the Gemara, Amalei, is the proper girsa ba'olam kamer that we're speaking about five components in the world? V'ktani b'taida. Have we just learned in our Mishnah that shish devar b'taida? That we speak about the karma toida, there are six components. So how could you say that there are never more than five components that combine? Our Mishnah taught us that there are six components. Habas v'chel v'sel v'yayim v'shem v'lak mitayda. So how could you say that in the world there's never a situation that there are more than five components that combine? Elotni, the right gear says, not ba'oilam, rather ba'oilam. Says the Gemara, Tanina v'hadatana rabbanan. Actually, our Mishnah is teaching us what we have learned in the Braisa. Because it says in the Braisa, Oilus ve'imurim mitzdafim l'kazayis v'aloysim b'chutz. The oila and the imurim all combine for the iser of being mala, the carbon oila, outside the azara. That if you have a half kazayis of the basar and half kazayis of the imurim, they combine for that iser. U'l'chayiv aleim v'shur pigel nois v'tameh, and they also combine for the Isurim Pigel Nois V'tani. asked the Gemara, Katani, so we're saying that this halacha applies ba'oilin strictly by carbon oila, b'shlamim noy, but not by carbon shlamim. Asked the Gemara, b'shlamim la'loisim b'chutz, the halacha that of bringing the carbon up outside that zara, so we could understand. Oila the kalhi, every part of the carbon oila has to be put on the mizbeach, and therefore there's a halacha that if you put part of the carbon oila up outside on the mizbeach, then it's starfim. If you put up, if you brought a kazayas outside, you have the issa halah b'chutz. Shlomim lem it starfim, because as we've been saying in our shir, there is no din of halah chutz on the meat of the carbon shlomim, because only something that belongs on the mizbeach has a halacha of halos chutz. But the meat of the carbon shlomim doesn't go on the mizbeach. And since the meat of the carbon shlomim doesn't go on the mizbeach, there is no din of halos chutz. Elul chayiv aleim. But regarding the other din that the braisa said, a pig on nois v'tamei, shlomim loy mechayiv. Why is there no chi by shlomim? V'atnan, haven't we learned, and aren't we going to learn in the Mishnah, at the bottom of this omer actually, that kol apigulim mitstarfim zemzeh, that all pigle foods combine, the kol anoisus mitstarfim zemzeh, so why aren't they mitstarf here also? Ela ema, says the Gemara, oyla vemurem mitstarfim zezele kazayis, lizur kolayim sedam. As we're about to learn, the opinion of Rav Shimon is, them ein basar ein dam. If there is no basar, we can't do zrika sedam. So in order for the zrika to be valid, there has to be a kazayas of meat or amrim to do zrika. So the Mishnah is teaching us that when we speak about a carbon oila, since the basar and the amrim belong on the mizbeach, they can combine to make a valid zrika. But the kingdom is mizarfel zrika sedam. We can now do Zrika Saddam, it will be a valid Zrika Saddam. And as we've learned previously in Amasekhta, that only after a valid Zrika Saddam do the Isurim, a pigle nice of a tame kick in. And that's what our mission is teaching, that's what the Brice is teaching us. By Oila, since the Boss and the Amrim both have to be put on the Mizbeach, so therefore they can combine, that if you have a Kazayas, not only of each one independently, but even just by combining the two, the halacha is that they'll combine to make a zrika, and after the zrika there'll be a chi of a pigle nois v'tamei. We're asked by a carbon shlomim, only the amrim are put on the mizbeach. The basar we know is not put on the mizbeach, and since the basar is not put on the mizbeach, it doesn't combine for the halacha of zrika sadam, that we could do zrika sadam, that afterwards there should be a chi of pigle nois v'tamei. Because says the Gemara, Mak Tanila, who is the Tana of this Braisa? Rabbi Shuhi. If I was opinion of Yeshua, the Tanya of Yeshua Oimer, Kol Azvachash B'Torah, when we speak about any carbon, Shneshtam Rebem Kazayas Basar Kazayas Chalev, when there's a Kazayas Basar or Kazayas Chalev, the Locha is Zorik Saddam, we can do Kazrik Saddam, Chatzi Zayas Basar, because Chatzi Zayas Chalev, but by all Kabbanas, Chatzi Zayas Basar and Chatzi Kazayas Chalev, and a Zorik Saddam. Because since the basar is not put on the mizbeach, it can't fulfill the obligation of ein basar, ein dam, and yesh basar, yesh dam, because the basar doesn't count. The basar is not put on the mizbeach anyway. Well, but oila, but when we speak about a carbon oila, I feel like a chatzi zayis basar, a chatzi zayis chalev. Since both the basar and the chalev of the carbon oila belong on the mizbeach, they can combine for kazayis to do Zrika Saddam, to do Zarek Saddam, they should call Kalu, because both of them belong on the Mizbeach. Continues the Braisa to say, Ube Mincha, Afila Kiyamis Lo Yizrik. Even if all of the Minchas here, we shouldn't do Zrika Saddam. Ask the Gemara, Mincha Mayavidite. By Karban Mincha, there is no Dam. So when we speak about Zrika Saddam, how do we mention a Karban Mincha? Answers the Gemara, on Rapapa Minchas Nesachim. What the Braisa is teaching us is, that if none of the carbon is left, that the only thing you have left from the carbon is the minchas nesachim, according to Yeshua, that we have to have basar in order to be able to do zrika sadam, just having a carbon minchas nesachim left will not allow us to do zrika sadam. Again, the Mishnah continues speaking about different combination situations. Hatruma. We know that truma has to be given from all produce. Trumas Meiser. After the lady gets his Meiser Rishon, he has to take off 10% and give Trumas Meiser. Trumas Meiser Shel Demai. They found in the times of Yochanan that the Amoratzim became lax in taking off different Trumas and Meisers. Now they weren't lax in Truma, but they were lax in taking off Meiser. So since they didn't take off Meiser Rishon, obviously there was no Trumas Meiser either. For Challah, we know that when Challah is baked, when you make a dough you have to take off Challah. And Bikurim, which are the first fruits of Eretz Yisrael, Mitztarfim Zel Zel Le'eser. They all combine Le'eser. So there's a machlokes, what does it mean, Le'eser? Some say that it's referring to the halacha that challah, truma, only become bottle in a ratio of 100 to 1. And our Mishnah is teaching us that when these different foods combine, if you don't have a 100 to 1 ratio, then they'll all be usher. Others explain that speaking about nesinas tam, that we know that something that which is nice and tam, which gives off flavor, doesn't become bottle. And our Mishnah is teaching us, if each one of these foods independently will not be nice and tam, but when we combine them, they do have, they give off tam, they are not going to be bottled. They will aser, they will prohibit the entire pot. There's a chiyev chaymish. If somebody eats truma, he has to pay a chaymish. And as the Mefarshim explained, I trumas meiser of the mai is only the rabbonon. Here explained the Mefarshim that called the tikkun rabbonon came the raisa tikkun and the opinion of Rameya. And therefore, since by real Trumas Meiser, if a Zohar would eat them, he's Chayav Karen V'Choymish. So too that Chazal Institute is the rule by Trumas Meiser of Demai. Furthermore, says the Mishnah, Kol HaBigulim, we just mentioned this a moment ago, in the Gemara Mitztar from Zem Zeh, the Kol HaNoisim Mitztar from Zem Zeh. Ask the Gemara on the first rule mentioned in the Mishnah, Mai Tama, why do all these different types of foods combine? Answers the Gemara, Kula Ikra Truma, because the Torah calls them all with the word Truma. Truma is obviously Truma. Truma Smais is obviously Truma. Truma Smais Shaldamai is obviously Truma. And Gabachala, says the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Siv Rashis Arisoisechem Chala Tarim Truma. So we see the Torah uses the words Truma by Chala, the word Truma by Chala. Bikurim Nami Ikra Truma. The Tamnya, the Pasuk says, the Trumas Yatcha, Eila Bikura. Avil Enoch, the other ones, as we said, Lo Tzricha, obviously in the category of Truma, and therefore, since they all have this common denominator that they call Truma, that's why they can combine for the various halachas that we mentioned in the Mishnah.